and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites. Remember Mainstay Suites. When your group needs an accommodating room to gather, book your reservations by calling 343-7756.
Mainstay Suites invites you to check out why they are one of the fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the Mainstay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
KVOA News Time is 8:47. Newsmaker 2 time here today. USD 253 Emporia School Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder filling up our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning.
Allison, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you both, Ron and Chuck?
Doing well. Doing well.
Good.
Ron, I'm not going to speak for you, but I think
I'm doing very fine. Thanks for asking, Allison.
Well, you've been, last several months, been either involved in having a climate survey out in front of the community or in the synthesization process. And was it last week is when the results of the climate survey were released here to the public? Before we start talking about processes and things like that, Superintendent, what is your overall thoughts and maybe the couple of lessons to be learned here from the climate survey results?
Well, when we were looking for the right tool, so we look back and we use that as part of, it's one piece of data that we use for school improvement and to just make sure that we're looking at ourselves as far as a system and then individual buildings, staff members, leaders, how we can improve and also what we're doing really well. So it's really good feedback. So we look at the timing. So the last time that we had a climate survey was back in 2017. And there were some challenges that they had with that climate survey because of how the results, there were a lot of questions about if the company was analyzing the results accurately. So we definitely wanted to have a very clean process and not have to go through that. The other thing we think about is that we want people to actually fill out the climate survey. We can't do anything with feedback if they don't give it to us. So we try to keep it short and focused, allow people an opportunity to give comments, and then we want comments from parents, community members, and staff members.
So were you happy with the response, and what kind of response did you get, Allison?
Well, so we first opened back, so actually getting ready to start parent-teacher conferences this week. So in the fall, that was when we opened it because we knew that we would have a pretty dedicated group of parents that we'd be having to come to our conferences and then principals making that opportunity available to fill out the climate survey right there on site. Of course, they could do it on their phone or another electronic means. So we first opened that up in late October, and then we opened it up again, making sure that our staff members had time because staff members get so busy during conferences, their input was really important as well.
Now, talk a little bit about, the survey method, the survey approach, and your survey partner. You mentioned here the 2017 one didn't maybe quite go as indicated or wanted. So who did you partner with on this, and how did that gathering process / research process go once the information was in?
Sure. So we partnered with Kansas Association of School Boards, KSB, and we've partnered with them a number of times. This climate survey was something new that they had started, and so we found through the process that up to this point we've been the largest district that they have provided the climate survey, and it was the first district that they had another language. So it was a learning experience for them too. But I have to say they were very responsive to our questions, and if we had questions about something or a suggestion, they were very receptive to wanting to improve that. So it was pretty a clean, straightforward process, and we didn't involve students because of the different requirements for surveys now with students. So we just kept it with our parents, community members, and staff members.
Well, overall, grading your operation, Allison, were there any glaring numbers or feedback, things you're doing well, things that you think, according to this, you need to work on?
Well, we know, in fact, the summary for the board that was presented last Wednesday by Dr. Alicia Thompson, who's with KSB Leadership, really, we had a lot of great areas that we could focus on and great strengths that we're already doing well. And some of the need areas, the growth areas, there was just a relative area of growth. Now, there are other areas that we know that we need, like availability of parking. That's a huge issue. We are working on through the bond process, the construction, we're making sure that we're addressing those needs. We still know that we have a lot of other needs that need to be addressed, but working on our cleanliness and just the overall appearance of our buildings has been something that we've been really working on, and we got some feedback on. I meant to say, too, the amount of communication. So the amount of information, we're really happy that we hit that just right category, because that's something that we work very, very hard on, is making sure that we have really great communication and two-way communication. So that was a really important area. I meant to mention that. Thank you.
One thing that comes to mind is kind of a basic question is are parents pleased with the education levels that their students are getting or the school experience that their children are getting? Were those part of the climate survey as well?
Yes, and we did have good feedback on that. Now, one thing that we did find through this, and we're giving feedback to KSB, is that there was a column there that said not enough information. So talking with some people who filled out the survey said, well, I clicked that because my child doesn't go to an elementary school here, or I don't have anybody at the high school, so I don't know, but there wasn't an NA, so a not applicable category. So then that was the only other category. So that's something for us to improve, because then it looks like when we first read that, we thought, well, how do we need to provide more information? But really, not applicable most likely fits that better than just not enough information. But as far as the curriculum and what the instruction that students are receiving, we had really good feedback on that.
How does this adjust your approach here going into, maybe the next, 1 to 5 years? Because, talking about the communication side of things, if there are some changes, and Lindell will be obviously as district communications relations director, he'd know about, some of the potential changes to come. But if there's planning along the lines of, say, in the infrastructure side, specifically parking, I'd imagine that would take a bit longer view, a longer lens in order to meet the needs that are in place right now over the next, say, 5 to 10 years or so.
Yes, you're exactly right. And we have those areas in our buildings that are just, because they're aging buildings, that people can't see, but we really need to address, like our HVAC, plumbing, definitely parking. I mean, those are high-dollar areas that we need to address, but we also want to make sure that our actual physical climate is comfortable for our students and staff as well. So that will take more time. But we are always getting information about how we can improve our communication. So any feedback that we get about our website or how we could communicate better, we always take that very seriously. We look for outliers. And so if there's something that doesn't seem to quite be quite fit with other information we have, we look at why that might be an outlier, because that's, again, good data for us to consider. And as I mentioned earlier, this is one piece of data. As we're looking at our school improvement, we're always looking at our academic achievement, student behavior, overall attendance. Chronic absenteeism is something that we've been looking at very closely for years. So looking at all of those different areas and then really drilling down into each grade level, each subject area, looking at our tiered system of support for our students that are really struggling or that are also on the other side really excelling. And so what do we need to do for our students that are on that high end? So really looking at everything and using this as one data point, but an important data point.
Well, interesting information, Dr. Harder. We appreciate you taking time to join us here. And I know we'll get a construction update next Tuesday when you are in here with, our monthly program. And
yes.
Looking forward to, you've been chipping away at that construction update, for months and months.
For a
and
while
months
now.
And months and months. And we're nearing the end.
For a few years now.
That tree's just about chopped down now, so keep swinging away.
It is, and we want to bring, that successfully to the finish line. We're excited.
Allison, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. And happy Valentine's Eve to both of you.
Yeah, thank you.
You too.
We're back at you. That is USD 253 Superintendent Dr. Allison Anderson Harder in with us here this morning, KVOE Live and Local. Chuck?
All right. Want to let you know that we got two interviews in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow, two interviews in the 8 o'clock hour on Thursday.